All right, let me tell you something I've been using here lately. Been using Magic Mind, and I think it's became, or I know it's become a game changer for me. So basically, I felt like I was struggling with focus, struggling with energy, and just trying to get that perfect balance all throughout my day. So, you know, lately I've been thinking like, oh man, you know, I got this mental fog, and it's been holding me back, and I just couldn't get quite right. So, you know, I would resort to, you know, crushing a Red Bull or a Monster energy drink just to see if I could get back to where I was like 100% focused and felt like I could still do my work day, go do my workouts, and just keep crushing life. But I'm a coffee guy. We all know that. And I thought coffee just wasn't providing the sustained energy I needed anymore. I wanted to be 100% focused, and I think it's rare, especially in today's age, to find that 100% focused energy. So that's where Magic Mind came in. I've been drinking it for about a week now. I love it. It's easy. I can take it anywhere. It's small bottles of this little shot. And I usually take it right with my coffee in the morning. Right along with my first cup for the day. It sets me up, gets me going. I already have a win for the day. Made it part of my routine so far this past week. And it's super easy to do. It's not hard. But I've just noticed this a couple of days when incorporating Magic Mind into my routine, I noticed some benefits. I mean, I have the mental energy. I have the focus I need to tackle off my task. And I also feel like it's improved my overall mood and even reduced a little anxiety. And I've never been an anxiety guy, but I feel like what little anxiety I have, it's gone. It's relieved. So it's just a natural stress reliever, and it supports brain functions, which I love. And I know what you're thinking. Some of you are like, oh, it's just a big caffeine shot. Well, it's not. It's not heavy on caffeine at all. I think it's 55 milligrams, and it did not disrupt my sleep at all. Also, for all you people who are on certain diets and, you know, oh, is it going to work for me or whatever, it's sugar-free. It's nut-free. It's vegan, keto, and paleo-friendly. It's got matcha. You know, it's like an extended-release caffeine. It's got ashwagandha, an ancient adaptogen that reduces stress and anxiety. I mean, it's just awesome. You know, it's got herbal breakthroughs that enhance mental clarity and endurance. It's got lion's mane, cordyceps, mushrooms, these nootropics, and the adaptogens that reduce inflammation, support cognition, and boost physical endurance. It's a powerhouse. That's all I got to say. It's just a powerhouse to keep you at your best. Now, you might be wondering, well, how do I get it? What do I do? Well, I got some exciting news for you. I've secured an exclusive discount for all you listeners out there. Just head over to magicmind.com/Sheeler20 and you can get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days using my code Sheeler20. Whether you're already a subscriber or looking to try it out, this deal is too good to pass up. It's worth trying out, people, if you're having trouble focusing like I was. I would recommend this to friends, to family members. You know, people like my dude Joe Rogan's taking it, Theo Von's taking it. And also, they're just keep talking about it. Magic Mind stands by its 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't love it, they'll refund your purchase within 3 to 4 hours. That's how confident they are in their product. So, if you're struggling to find that focus, energy, and place like I was, truly encourage you to give Magic Mind a shot. It's not just about staying awake. It's about thriving and performing at your best. Again, visit magicmind.com/Sheeler20. Use the code Sheeler20 to get up 56% off. Or 20% off a one-time purchase. All right. Well, I'm back. I'm here. Podcast number, whatever you want to call this now. No idea what number we're on. 223. I've had a hiatus. But I'm here. Thought I'd come in, do a quick episode, quick show, whatever you want to call these. Talk a little bit, say what's on my mind, where I've been, thoughts, comments, wonders, all that good stuff. So you've still been here, you've still been waiting on me, thank you. Still been wondering where I'm at. I'm here, I'm right here. Been a while, like I said. Now that Stain song is going through my head. It's been a while, but we're here. Don't really have a set topic list of what to talk about tonight, but it's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, as they say. Who is they? I don't know. But becomes a fact that Thanksgiving Eve is one of the most highly celebrated holidays. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? For example, let's get the old Google out here. You know how I like to Google everything just to make sure I'm kind of fact checking myself as I talk to everybody. But Wiener Dogs are here, by the way, too. Got a new setup here. Other room's going a little crazy. Got a little stuff going up, but so I decided to do it in here while I recorded my last one.
Rocky, stop.
But anyway, Thanksgiving Eve. Most people in bars and clubs. It's something like that. So the thing is that, is it like the really, the biggest bar nights there is? And I guess the theory goes is that, sorry, I just had something pop up there. Theory goes is that, yeah, most people do come back into their hometowns for Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve especially, and most of the time they don't have anything to do the next day, so when they are in town, instead of hanging out with their family and friends on Thanksgiving Eve, or family, they go out to the bars and clubs and find out everyone they used to know and all that good stuff, and it's supposed to be one of the busiest nights there is. And according to, let's find some, let me make sure I'm talking in the microphone for y'all. I don't want y'all to get mad at me. Here we go. TheTicker.com. Let's make sure this thing loads. Internet's been a little off tonight, of course. But, all right. TheTicker.com. Never heard of it, but shout out to them. By Craig Manning. This is written roughly this time last year. All right. It's tonight the busiest bar night of the year. At least that's what national trends and traditions tend to tell us. But in this day, nearly as busy as it's cracked up to be. The Ticker asked around the local bars, find out. Oh, of course you did. It's the biggest bar night. Experts are typically pointing out to a perfect storm of different factors when explaining why the night might outpace other big out in public celebration days, such as St. Paddy's, New Year's Eve, blah, blah, blah. Dates back to around 2007 when some puny individual thought that Drinksgiving. This is not even a bar manager's primary. Oh my gosh. Why? This dude. Shout out to you for writing this. For Thanksgiving Eve's particular. I don't know. Used to be the biggest night of the year for sure. Tom says that Thanksgiving Eve at Bubba's. I've been here for 16 years in the past. Would really hop in. But now I feel like it's so many other places that are some more of that bar atmosphere. So, I don't know. I didn't just kind of skim that article. Didn't really have a lot to say right there. Where's your ball? Hold on real quick. Go over here.
Get this real quick.
No, okay. So, but let's do something new. I've been, well, I think last couple episodes I've been using ChatGPT, but now I'm using on Google Bards, which is basically the same thing, but Google's version. Well, it's not the same thing. So if you're using the free version of ChatGPT, you only get, I think it's built in 21 or something, so you only get the news and current events from then. But with Google Bard, you get, it's supposedly up to speed, and then everything, obviously, you're typing in, it kind of retains and learns on itself, which next thing you know, machines take over the world, and here we go. What's interesting enough, though, I think there is a country that I was reading about that actually has decided to use AI for all of their decisions, or robots, or whatever, but we'll look that up next. So we're going to ask Bard is Thanksgiving Eve the busiest night of the year for bars and clubs? Let's see what this has to say. Got me a candle. Bought that out last weekend. It's maple and bourbon. It smells kind of nice. Thought it might be classy for the night. So here we go. Oh, so chat, or not chat, what do you call it? Google Bard. Yes, Thanksgiving Eve is typically the biggest night of the year for bars and clubs in the United States. It is often referred to as Blackout Wednesday or Drinksgiving. Due to the high volume of alcohol consumption that takes place, there are several factors that contribute to the phenomenon. People are often home from work or school. Okay, that was the one I've heard. Thanks, there's a major holiday in the U.S. Many people have the day off from work, blah, blah, blah. People are traveling to see loved ones, okay? Then people are looking to blow off steam. The holidays can be a stressful time, and many people use Thanksgiving Eve as a night off to let loose and have fun and probably make bad decisions. Clubs seen a significant increase in business at Thanksgiving Eve. In fact, according to some estimates, bars and clubs, it's important to be prepared for the crowds, arrive early. Okay, we don't need to know that. So there we go. Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of people want to go out and party, which it does make sense. You know what I mean? For example, this weekend, I'll probably be going back to my hometown. There are no bars and clubs. The nearest one is probably 30 minutes away, but that's still, you know, a few of your own friends that you used to hang out with back in your old days, they'll all be around. And here's another thing, too, to think about that I can't remember where I picked this one up from, but apparently, you know, when you go back to your old hometown and see your old high school friends or your old school, you kind of, even though if you think you may have changed and evolved and morphed into the person you are today, but I think there's some kind of thing that where you go back and you immediately, once you hit those spots, your brain takes you all the way back to how you used to act in high school. Like you go back to the way your personality was, for example. That's the best way I know how to explain it. And even though you might think you don't, but the friends you see, if they haven't seen you in a while, they tend to treat you the same way that they did back in the past, as they did before. And then you just immediately go revert back to that. And that's generally speaking, of course. That's not to say that, Rocky, don't put that under there. That's not to say that everybody does that, but that is one of the things that does happen. Can I attest to that? Probably. Not fully, but I remember a couple times hanging out in my hometown, especially in my early 20s, I kind of went back to that stage in my life where I felt like I was back the same way I was in high school. Don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I don't know if I was trying to be something that I wasn't, or if I was just trying to be friends with everyone. It was just weird. You know, it was just weird now that you think about it. It's like, why did my brain automatically do this? So, Thanksgiving Eve, we're here. We're out. We're talking. It's all holidays. The holidays are here. People have made it. Letting loose. Talking. Enjoying themselves, hopefully. Time's flying. I know that. It's the only thing I know. Every time I say, I'm going to do something, all of a sudden, 2 weeks have passed, like recording this episode. The one I just recorded, episode 222, I was like, man, I'm back on it. Going to do another one next week. Got to next week, I was like, I'm going to do it the next week. It's got to where I just didn't have it in me anymore. That's kind of what I guess I wanted to jump on here and talk about, was just that I'm lost. You know, I don't know where my morals and goals are. More or values and goals, or morals too. You know, you just get to that point and stage in your life, and I don't know if it's the season changing, you know, seasonal depression, if that's a thing. It's kind of weird. I think it's a bigger thing than what people may think it is, but you know, just like, what do I do? What do I focus on? Where are my focuses on? What do I want? Where do I want to see myself in 1 year? Where do I want to see myself in 3 years? Besides being a little bit older. Lost in the sauce, as they say, baby. No cap. What are y'all thinking about? Do y'all think about that, or is that just me? You know, do y'all think about or overly think about, like, ooh,
is this where I saw myself?
Do I have anything else more to do?
Do I have anything else more to give? Am I enough? Don't know.
I don't know. It's tough. Especially tough for me. But what have I been doing? You know, normal thing. Work. Still CrossFitting. Try to go into a little bodybuilder regiment there for a while, and lasted a few weeks, but got to the point where, again, like I just said, that I didn't know why I was doing it besides just hanging out with the boys. You know, more social time, more just being at the gym already after doing one of my workouts, and then it's like, oh yeah, I'll just go here and jump onto that. Then it was just, I saw myself just like, yeah, whatever weight you are doing, I'll just do. Like, I wasn't pushing myself. I didn't care to push myself. And it was more of just like, I don't know why I'm here. So let's keep going along. Keep going along with the flow. Until one point, I was like, you know what? There's no point in me doing this. I'm just wrecking myself for no apparent reason. But what else have I been doing? Playing video games. Seems like this year is when all the video games come out, especially during the Christmas time. I guess that's what they're looking forward towards people. Getting a little extra holiday money, all the video game clubs. But I've always been a gamer. Am I as big as I used to be? Nah, it's more of a social hour for me when I get to play with my friends. But I do like sitting down relaxing when I do have time. Reading a book here, The Tiger. Good book so far based on the true story. John Valiant, if you haven't read it so far. You know, like I said, I'm just a few chapters in, but I would check that out. Why not? What else you got to do? Check me out. Listen to this. Let's see. What else is going on, man? I went to see Theo Von. Saw my boy in Roanoke. That was a good time. And I thought I was going to be late. So the show started at 8, got there right at 8. Why did I not get there early? I have no idea. Thought for some reason in my head that day, I thought getting right there at 8 was going to work out. But it did still work out. I was stuck on 581 here. If anyone knows where that is, shout out Roanoke 581. Stuck there at the exit forever. So show started at 8. By the time I finally got into the parking lot and parked and all that good stuff, 8:30-ish. Got to the center, and they're still checking in people with tickets. And I was like, okay, and then the show just hasn't started yet. Show is starting late. I'm good. I'm golden. So finally got in, did a whole security check, ran, had to go pee, pissed real quick, went and got two beers. And I was like, all right, time to go get my seat. And I heard the other openers already talking, so I was like, I'm good. You know, I didn't even know who their names were. Had no idea. But it worked out perfectly, man. And it's always wonders, like, every time something like this happens, it's like, why? So, like, as I got to the where you go to your seat, like, you come out the tunnel or gate or whatever you call it. I don't know. Vestibule. I don't think it's the right word. You do that. And all of a sudden, like, right when I start walking to the center, where I was going to the arena where my seat is, all of a sudden here comes Theo Von out. Shout out, Theo. Like, his music starts playing. It was like I was getting introduced at the same time. It was like one of the coolest feelings I had. And I was like, how could that have been planned any more perfectly? And even though it took me about 5 minutes to find my seat just because it was so dark and I had no idea what the seats were, but I made it. I did it. I figured it out, as I always do. But good show. He spoke for about an hour and 15 minutes. Did his thing. A lot of it, I thought he was kind of going off the top of his head, but it wasn't a big deal. I mean, he's good as, like everything else, getting his reps in. Working on new material, possibly. But it was a good time, man. I was glad. I'm glad I went. Went by myself. You know, went up there, watched the show, hung out, came home that night. Was back in the gym, knocked out a workout that morning. Speaking of workout, that workout, it was on November 11th, Veterans Day. Workout's called Chad. It's for to honor, I forgot his
last name, but it was to honor him. He's in the service. I think he ended up dying by suicide, but it was doing 1,000 step ups for Tom. So, even though it sucks, doing 1,000 step ups on a box probably took me about 68 minutes or so. But that's why we do this. That's why you do that type of stuff. You know, I can never serve in a service, but there's something I can do to make life a little bit harder for me and to kind of think about them at the same time, then why not do it? But you wear, you're supposed to wear a 45-pound vest, but I had a 20-pound vest, not a 45. And again, you just do 1,000 step-ups. It's like everything else, like Will Smith says or whoever, you know, you just do, you build a wall, you build a brick wall, you just lay one brick at a time until you finish. And that was me. I just did one step at a time until I finished. Did it mostly by myself. Got there early. The rest of the class started coming in a little bit after, which was good. Not a lot of people turned out for that. For those of you watching, though, you might also notice I got this sweet beard I'm growing out here. No cap, bro. Showing the ladies the riz with the beard. But for those who don't know, it's no Shave November. You do it for men's health awareness, mental health awareness. I think it was more for testicular cancer. Might want to Google that real quick. Why do men participate in No Shave November? I see Google Bard here again. Let's see what they got. Take a drink. First thing came up, raising awareness about men's health issues. No Shave November is primarily a men's health awareness campaign that raises funds and attention to prostate, testicular, and mental health issues. By letting their facial hair grow out, participants spark conversations about these important health topics. Which are good topics, man. I mean, some of the ones that probably are not talked about enough. Fundraising for men's health organizations and challenging social norms. No Shave November challenges the traditional view of masculinity and encourages men to express themselves freely, even if it means breaking societal norms by embracing their facial hair. Participants are sending a message that they are comfortable in their own skin and don't need to conform to rigid standards. I don't know if I believe in that one. I mean, besides the Yankees, I don't know anyone else who doesn't like men having facial hair, besides who just some people prefer it and some people don't. And if you don't get what I'm saying there, the Yankees used to have a rule where they didn't allow any facial hair on their team. They still do? Yeah. They still do, as my brother just said. So, I tell you who doesn't abide by that rule, the Phillies. Is it Bryce Harper? He's got himself a sweet little beard. I forgot the other guy's name. He's got the long hair and beard. They let me down. Speaking of, let's switch over to sports here, though. I mean, for those who didn't watch baseball this year, obviously the Orioles didn't win. It's okay. Rangers won. That's who beat the Orioles. But since then, I wanted the Phillies to win, but that didn't work. But it just be like that sometimes, you know? What are you going to do? It just be like that. What else? What else is going on, man? What else do I need to talk about? You know what I mean, I told myself I was gonna keep this one short and sweet, and at least make a stab at maybe making this a regular thing again. It just, again, you know, I've said it in the past. Why did I kind of cut out there for a while? It's just, I didn't know what to say anymore. You know, conversations were not interesting to me anymore. You know, I felt bored. I didn't like where the direction went. You know, I still, like I said, I didn't want to let the podcast completely die. I put a lot of work in this for over a couple of years, especially the behind-the-scenes stuff. And, you know, when you're a one-man show, I mean, working a full-time job, doing what I can do. I mean, can I do more? Yeah, you can always do more. There's always room for improvement. So, yeah, I don't know where things are going in the future still yet. Maybe I will one day. This could be the last episode, too. I don't know. You know, I keep going back, like, when I was playing video games. Like, ooh, should I start streaming? You know, is really doing these type of content making, is that really for me? Is this, am I even a content maker? I don't know. I'm just still an avid podcast listener. Love it. You know, learn new things. I try to bounce around, go from all areas. But that's where I'm at. I think I've already said that enough. So, again, those who've been staying with me, still been kind of hanging in there and waiting on new episodes. Those who've asked about other episodes, yeah. Still around. Put some out maybe eventually. I don't know. What else? I'm 1 month off creatine. I don't know if that's a big deal. It's a big deal to me after I've been on it for years. But, you know, like I said, where I've been feeling kind of lost, not knowing where I'm at, not knowing where I want to talk about, not knowing where I want to go, not knowing where I want to see. Hey, Rocky. Thought I'd make that change and see if it would affect me mentally, what I notice a difference physically. A lot of people who say they get off it, they end up losing a tremendous amount of weight real quick. Mainly it's just a lot of water weight, but I haven't even noticed that. My workouts have been roughly the same. Haven't noticed a change in my performance. Haven't noticed a change in my recovery. Still doing it, man. Still doing it and doing it well. Let's see. What else? What else? What's going on with the news? Let me see what's going on with the news here. Besides that, we're probably going to World War III soon. I don't know where y'all get y'all's news topics from, but maybe Google News is a good kind of in the middle between CNN and Fox. Let's see, I think Biden turned 81 today. That's awesome. President's 81 years old. He'll be 82 going into the next election. If he gets elected. So what, he'll be 85, 86 years old as our president? Not sure if that's a good look. Not putting him down, but not saying that strong either, but with all the talks about his being there mentally and physically, is that something we want to deal with? You know, especially as when the world's under fire right now. Let's see. Didn't Microsoft just hire the CEO of OpenAI? He's just jumping over there now. Microsoft exec says OpenAI employees can join with same compensation. Oh. So I guess a lot of people are jumping off the ship from OpenAI. That's not good if the CEO leaves and now all the rest of the crew's going down with it. Biden delays Thanksgiving trip and Israel-Hamas hostage talks. Okay, whatever. Israel and Hamas close to hostage deal. Okay. The pressure on Netanyahu is starting to tell their potential truce show something has changed. U.S. forces attacked at Iraq airbase respond in self-defense, as they should. I'm just reading the headlines here in case someone's wondering. U.S. fires on and kills hostile forces near after attack in Iraq. Okay, that's what I just read. So here's all three different news sources from that. Okay, I guess that's it. That's all we got. Curry sets a new NBA three-point record with a win over the Rockets. Yay, go Curry. Can't hang it. His dad's a Virginia Tech boy. I guess you can't knock him too much. Well, there you go. The news on Thanksgiving Eve. Anything else? Wieners, y'all got anything to talk about? Wieners, the Weens got a new fixation. They like bully sticks a lot. So they just got introduced to that a while back. Now they love them. Rocky, not so much. He's still a ball playing dog, but Duke, he still likes them. Let's see. Shout out. So, been building a lot of Legos. In case anyone's wondering, there. I wish I had one right here to show off, but I don't. So anybody needs some tips and advice on some Legos, I got you. Maybe next video I might show my Lego collection, like right there or something. See what I got going on. But you know, again, it's the holidays. Well, maybe I'll try to do another one since I've, you know, can have a little bit more time off work during this time. Do another episode for y'all. Talk to y'all some more. You know, maybe I get one of my buddies on here. We can go back and forth at all. It is always nice for me to have somebody to kind of go off of and talk at the same time. I think that is for everybody. Feed off each other. You know the vibes, dude. You know the vibes. But I think it's it. I think it's a podcast. I think it's a good one to come back on. Like I said, thank you all for still being around, still listening. Cheers. Happy holidays. All that good stuff. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments. Email me. Let me know what you're doing for the holidays. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know if you got mental health issues. Let me know if you want to talk about something. I'll be around. All right. Let's go. That's it. Thank you. We're out. See you.